Good morning, it's Wednesday, September 16th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A spokesperson for South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the governor will sign a bill that was passed by the General Assembly yesterday that will allow all registered voters to cast absentee ballots in the November election due to the coronavirus pandemic. The South Carolina House approved the change, which applies only to this year's election. The Senate okayed the change earlier this month. Democrats in both the House and Senate were unsuccessful in efforts to authorize the use of drop boxes to which voters could return their ballots, a practice that many states allow. A mask ordinance is back in the state's fourth largest community, just weeks after the town of Mount Pleasant decided protective face masks were no longer required. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Council members voted Tuesday that people must wear a mask in grocery stores, pharmacies, and town-owned buildings to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. What's more, employees at restaurants, stores, and salons must wear a mask as well. Mount Pleasant's original ordinance expired the last weekend in August, and many were outraged council members failed to extend it during an emergency meeting. The new ordinance is effective immediately. In Mount Pleasant, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
The vote by Mount Pleasant's council extends the limited mandate mask ordinance by another 60 days. Six people who were wanted for questioning in the fire that severely damaged Columbia's historic Babcock building on Bull Street have been cleared of being involved in the blaze. According to the state newspaper, the six, who were seen on surveillance images around the time of the fire, were all interviewed by Columbia police. The Columbia PD determined those questioned had no knowledge about the fire. The South Carolina Senate has passed changes to the state's budget that would provide a small raise to most teachers and a hazard pay bonus for some lower-paid state workers. The Senate's plan also sets aside $500 million saved over the past two budgets in case revenue projections dip more. Lawmakers have agreed to keep spending levels for the budget year that started in July at the same levels as the year before. Millions in federal dollars are headed to local communities to help fight opioid abuse in rural areas. This week, the Health Resources and Services Administration awarded about $25 million to organizations in 36 states. Felicia Eady reports on how funds will be used here in South Carolina.
Clemson University will receive just under $500,000 over a three-year period to create prevention, treatment, and recovery activities. The goal is to reduce the incidence and impact of neonatal abstinence syndrome in rural communities. The number of American babies born addicted to opioids has tripled within the past 15 years. Health Resources and Services Administrator Tom Ingles.
So we want to make sure that we are working both with the mother and to help that child on a road to recovery. The patients and these programs will help both the mother be able to be a good mother, care for their child, but also help that child off to a good life.
Funding will also be used to address barriers to care and additional strains brought on by COVID-19. I'm Felicia Eady.
Hurricane Sally strengthened overnight as a Category 2 hurricane and is beginning to turn toward the Palmetto State. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne is following Sally and says the threat of flash flooding will increase over parts of the state.
Flash flood watches have been posted for the upstate where 4 to 6 inches of rain is forecast. A few rain bands could produce as much as 9 inches. The rain directly from Sally is likely to begin late tonight and may not end until sometime on Friday. Isolated brief tornadoes are possible statewide on Thursday.
A flash flood watch has been extended to the Midlands. Hawthorne says the remainder of the state is likely to average 1 to 3 inches of rain, but locally higher amounts may lead to flash flooding in other areas as well. South Carolina environmental officials are urging owners and operators of reservoirs across the state to be ready to handle potentially heavy rainfall in the coming days as Hurricane Sally makes landfall and drenches inland areas. Yesterday, the Department of Health and Environmental Control said the agency had performed pre-hurricane season assessments of all dams of concern. In issuing guidance, Jill Stewart, the director of DHEC's Dam Safety and Stormwater Permitting Division, said owners should also notify anyone operating a dam downstream of their property if they are lowering water levels, and to also clear trash and debris from spillways. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.